Wiley Publishing, in association with Imagine That Studios and Binary Studios, presents.
Do a podcast?
Do you want to do a podcast, Serena?
Okay.
Okay.
Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast, going above and beyond podcasting for dummies. And now your host, Chuck Tomasi.
Hello, wonderful listener, and welcome to another episode of Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast. My name, as T said, is Chuck Tomasi, and it cracks me up every time I hear this thing to hear Serena at age about 3. I think over the years, she's probably ready to go into college at this point. Time does fly, and it flies even more so when you're having fun. And one of the ways you can have fun with your podcast is to insert celebrity bumpers, sweepers, stingers. Some people call them IDs. They go by different names, but I'm sure you've heard them if you're listening to a radio broadcast of some type. These are just short little IDs that you can drop into your shows to get a celebrity endorsement, if you will, and let the listener know, hey, here's what you might expect if you listen to our show. Let me give you a quick example of a simple one that we got for our podcast, Technorama.
Hey, this is Colin Ferguson from Sci-Fi's Eureka. I play Sheriff Jack Carter. And now back to Chuck and Craig on Technorama.
And I like that one because we drop it in the middle of our show and he says back to Technorama. So it gives us a place to put it. And it's like he's part of the show. It's very easy to use, very easy to produce. If you do collect these, we kind of think of them like baseball cards or anything else that someone might collect. We've got a collection of them for our show and feel very proud of some of the people that we've interviewed and met. Colin, we didn't get an interview with him, but we did simply walk up to him at a booth at Dragon Con and ask him and said, hey, would you be willing to do this? And he was very polite. But do be careful about the ID. Be sure you don't overdo it. And it may or may not work with your format. You be the judge of that. If you're doing an audiobook, maybe not. If you're endorsing other authors or if you've got guest speakers that are on that show, maybe something you put at the end, maybe something you put at the front. Maybe it's something you put in your promo. It's up to you where you use these things, but it is sort of format dependent and you don't want to disrupt the flow of your show. On the other hand, if you do take a break or two, if you've got a longer format show that you can drop these in, it makes it very fun. So who do you ask for these? Obviously celebrities. If you're at a convention, like we did with Colin Ferguson, you walk up and you ask and maybe you get it, maybe you don't. I'll talk about that asking process in just a little bit. If you're going to do a full-blown interview with some of these people, you could say, hey, would you mind sticking around at the end of the show to give us an ID, a promo, a bumper, and most of the time they'll say yes. I mean, they were on the phone for a few minutes anyway, so why not? Another one that I found interesting is other podcasters. It's fun to do this with other podcasters as a different way of doing a promo. Could just be a short thing that fits with your theme. If you've got a Star Trek theme, you go talk to other Star Trek podcasters and say, hey, this is so-and-so from the other Star Trek podcast, and you're listening to The Topic is Trek. And then the listener goes, oh, there's another Star Trek podcast out there. Like there probably aren't 5,000 of them anyway, but it's a fun way to do that and get that going. Now we get to the how to ask. This, it may be a touchy subject and it may be something that you may not be comfortable doing. So I will give you a couple of quick tips. Number one, of course, is be polite and respectful to this person. You're asking them for their time. You're asking them to represent themselves on your show, which they may or may not know what it is or what it's about. So explain what your podcast is about very shortly and, of course, what you're asking for. And as I mentioned, you know, quick example. Hi, I'm Chuck. I do a podcast called The Topic is Trek. As you can tell, it's a show about Star Trek. Could I trouble you for a short audio ID that we could play in our show? What did that take? About 8 seconds? And they understand what you're asking for. Test your equipment beforehand, like any good podcaster will do. It's really annoying to get an ID from somebody and realize, oh, I forgot to push record twice in the case of a Zoom H2, or my batteries were dead, or my SD card was out of space, and I lost that once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get that ID from somebody that I really, really treasured. So make sure you've got that equipment. It could be just your phone. It could be during an interview. It could be over the phone. It really doesn't matter. The format of these varies quite wildly. You could do a straight-up one, such as the one we did from Colin Ferguson. It could be a little more creative, like this one we got from Michio Kaku.
This is Dr. Michio Kaku, professor of theoretical physics, author of the new book, Physics of the Impossible. Yet, I can't even figure out Technorama.
He was a lot of fun because he was willing to play along with that. Theoretical physicist, people. You know, he's got his, his GPA was a little higher than mine, shall we say? But he was still willing to play along with that. And then there are more creative people that will just get into it and they don't need a script or anything.
This is Jonathan Latt, author of the pulp novel, The Geek. And when I'm not busy coming up with ways to kill people in my books, I'm busy coming up with ways to kill Chuck and Craig. And you're listening to these two future dead people on Technorama.
A lot of fun. Hey, you could tell one of them, Michio Kaku, was done over a phone call. I think we used Skype and called him directly. Don't worry about the audio quality. It's not that important. You can also tell there's two different formats there. One was a little more produced. I wanted to sort of mask that phone quality, but also put it in a context of grandeur. I highly respect Dr. Michio Kaku. Not to say I disrespect Jonathan. He is coming up with ways to kill me, after all. But have fun with that. And again, that was just, hey, dude, I got my phone. I got my H6, whatever it was, some recording device. And he was willing to do that. Very nice. Again, easy to explain. Now, if they don't know your show or they don't remember names, have a prompt card. Whatever reason, I carry around punch cards, old Fortran punch cards in my backpack, and they make for nice cue cards. They're big, measuring about, 8 centimeters on a side by, I'm using my fingers here in the air, maybe 20 centimeters. So a nice big card, and I will write on it with a Sharpie marker, "Hi, this is blank. You are listening to Chuck and Craig on Technorama." That's the minimum. You know, that's all we have to say. But you know, this is blank from or representing or author of or whatever. You know, you might want to have a few of them, depending on who you're talking to, so that they can simply pick it up and read it. You're not asking them to think too hard about this, and they'll be more likely to, A, get it right, pronounce your names correctly. And I know there's been a number of cases where somebody said Greg and Chuck or Chuck and Greg. So to have a card is very easy for them to do when you're in person, of course. If you're doing this over the phone, well, you might have to do a couple of retakes. And what do you do if there's a mistake? Be polite and respectful and ask for a retake. We were asking Larry Nemechek. I believe I have one here.
Hey, this is Larry Nemechek, Dr. Trek, right out of Trekland in Portal 47. And you're listening to, of course, The Topic is Trek.
Now, he did one for us on Technorama about a year and a half before that one for Topic is Trek. And he got the show name wrong because he thought he was talking to another Star Trek podcast. And instead of Technorama, he called it Treknorama. I think I made a joke while we were still recording and said, maybe we should change the show name. I kind of like that. Yeah. If they get a name wrong, or they get the show name wrong, or they get a guest name wrong, just be polite. Hey, I swear I heard you say Treknorama. Could you say Technorama? And he did it again. Perfect take. We let it go. And finally, when you're done with the ID, be sure to thank them. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. You know, just be very appreciative. They're doing a favor for you, so be very appreciative. If, however, you go through your 8-second pitch and you say, "Hi, this is Chuck from Technorama. I do a podcast about all things science and sci-fi and geek. Would you do a quick, short audio ID for our show?" If they say no, sometimes they'll just say, "I'm sorry, I don't do those." Or some may even be a little ruder. I did have one celebrity who just came out and flat out said, "No, no, no, no." Wow. I don't know what he ate for breakfast this morning, but apparently it's not agreeing with him. I say, "All right, thank you. Appreciate it. Love your work. Have a nice day." be respectful and move on. Do listen to other podcasts. See if they use these, and or even terrestrial radio or satellite radio. Listen to the way that these are formatted. You may pick up on something that I picked up on a couple of years ago, that radio shows will often have, you know, "Hi, this is Brian Adams, this is Cyndi Lauper, this is whomever," but they don't say the station name directly. I've heard one that was stitched together with about 8 celebrities. And then at the end, I forgot if it was one of the celebrities said, you're listening to, you know, KBBL, whatever it is. Or if the station just put in there, you know, your home for rock and roll, that kind of thing. It's no secret that I moved into Michael R. Meninge's house where he used to produce dozens of podcasts. An enormous amount of content came out of this studio where I presently sit. He left behind a number of things in this house for which I'm greatly appreciative, one of which was a computer with a hard drive with a lot of his IDs on them. I had fun and created a radio-like mashup to make it sound. Now, keep in mind, most of these people I have not interviewed, but I stole the IDs.
Hey, this is Bob Salvatore.
Hi, it's Corey Doctorow.
Hello, my name is Lonnie Tupu.
Hi, I'm Peter Mayhew.
This is Peter Coyote.
This is Robert J. Sawyer.
Hi, this is Scott Nicholson.
Hey, folks, this is Bruce Campbell.
Hey, this is Will Wheaton.
Hello, this is Trisha Helfer.
Hi, this is Colin Ferguson.
This is Dr. Michio Kaku.
Hi, this is Walter Koenig.
Hi, this is Chase Masterson.
This is John Chatterton. You're with Chuck and Craig on Technorama.
Thank you very much.
Just, I had to have fun. Some of the people we have interviewed, obviously John Chatterton at the end, he used our name and stuck that in there. And a number of those people, both of us have interviewed, like Dr. Michio Kaku. I know Mike has interviewed him. We've interviewed him. He's a great guy. And just, I had to do that when I heard the radio. Again, you can be inspired on your podcast by other podcasts, by terrestrial radio. Have fun, be creative, but brand it as your own. And you'll enjoy it even more. And one of the ways you can definitely brand it as your own is with IDs. And I'm going to leave you, one of the early ones we got that we were very proud of was this one.
This is Steve Wozniak. You're listening to Chuck and Craig on Technorama.
Now, you notice there was a little bit of production in there, as you heard on some of the other ones. Be creative. Sometimes you may just want a straight read. Sometimes you may want to add a little juice to it. No pun intended for those of you who remember digital juice. But there's an old story that he tells about synthesizers and a black box that he got caught in the police and he told them it was a synthesizer. So that's why I put in the synth music on that one. You'll hear other ones in our show. If you hear the one from David Levy, the man who co-discovered Shoemaker Levy 9, the comet that slammed into Jupiter in 1994. I play a bit of Gustav Holst's Jupiter for that. So there's subtle themes in there that I use to put some music or sound effects. I feel like I did go a bit overboard with this one.
This is Richard Garriott.
Lord British.
Private space explorer. You're with Chuck and Craig on Technorama.
Okay, that may be showboating with some of these other ones, but the point is that one was cut up and edited because we took multiple takes on that one. And I said, well, I like this piece from that one and that one from that one. And if I tried to blend it together too much, it sounded like a ransom note. There were fits and starts. So I said, well, let's have some fun with it. Let's make it more of a layered audio effect. So you may find that something like that works. These are just various examples of what you can do with a celebrity bumper. Could be a straight read, could have music behind it, could have multiple sound effects. It's totally up to you. They're a lot of fun. Be creative. Again, be respectful to the person you're asking. And if they reject, be respectful if they say no as well. Remember, they're doing you a favor. That takes care of it for this time. You can find us on the website at podcastingfordummies.com. You can find us on Facebook at Podcasting for Dummies, Twitter, PFD Authors, Instagram, same thing, PFD Authors. You can even leave us a good old-fashioned voicemail at area code 703-791-1701. That sounds like a Star Trek number to me, but I'm just saying. Email pfdauthors@gmail.com. Podcasting for Dummies, the companion podcast, is protected by Creative Commons, non-commercial, no derivatives, share alike, United States 3.0 license. Find out more at creativecommons.org. On behalf of T. Morris, I'm Chuck Tomasi saying, pod on, everyone.